Blog Talk Radio.
May the Lord's richest presence rest upon every one of you. Indeed, I continue prayer. We are grateful and we are thankful to the Lord for this glorious and precious opportunity to share with you words of life, words of encouragement. Amen. That will get you through whatever you are going through. I pray that words of life will indeed flow through our lips, to our hearts, to reignite the flames of faith and fire in you for the true and the living God, to remind you that He will never fail you, He will never forsake you, He will never leave you alone, He will never allow the enemy or his human agent to ever triumph over you. Now let's turn our hearts to the throne, shall we? Father, you alone are worthy. You are indeed amazing. Father, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. Father, we thank you that you're not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repeat. Have you not spoken and shall you not do it? Have you not said and shall you not make it? Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we honor you with the first fruits of our lips. We make a cognizant decision to come together to praise you and to worship you. We command our day. You told us in your word that the words that we say will either bless us or be us now. So we choose words of life. We are not fearful. We are not afraid. Though a thousand should stand on our, should come against us, we will not be afraid or fearful. Many trust in chariots. Any trust in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. And those who know the name of the Lord shall do great exploits, and He will show them great and mighty things that they had no knowledge of. Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, now we ask you to touch our lips with great cover our homes with your blood, bless our homes, remove all negative curse words, all curses, and all negativisms that Satan and his human agents have spoken over our homes, spoken over our lives. Father, they have spoken over our jobs because they're jealous and they're envious. They don't want to see us prospering. They don't want to see your blessings, the Abrahamic blessings, open on our lives. They are liars. They're defeated, and they don't have no say-so in our lives. So, Father, we thank you that we're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. We are blessed. We are highly favored. We're surrounded by your great wall of fire. According to Zechariah chapter 2, you say you will surround us with your fire, and we shall see your glory. So, Father, that same fire, let it consume up every wicked enemy, every human agent of Satan, every satanic demon who is found in our heels and our footsteps. For the power you. We will never worship you. You have no right over us. We have been blood washed by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and every handwriting ordinance that was against us, even if we failed 2 minutes ago, it is not held over us, because we are willing to confess all of our sins. He will immediately forgive us, and we will stay in right standing because of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and omission and commission. We repent of our evil, wicked ways. We repent of those sins that so easily beset us. We command them to be cast down to the ground and never to rise in our lives ever again to mess up our present or our future. We are in transition. We are transitioning our minds, transitioning our ways, transitioning our attitudes. From the old way, we are being transformed. We are being renewed every second, every hour of the day. We are being prepared for our inheritance, our land that flows with milk and honey. We will not be left behind anymore. We will not allow any sabotage to our future. We will not help Satan to sabotage our own future by looking at the negate present and keep looking backwards at our past. That is over. Every foundation, I command every foundation, every architectural structure that Satan has so craftily built in your people's lives to keep them in bondage, to keep them in lockdown for the times when they feel like they're free, he sends out, that is over. We command it to fall and to crumble flat to the ground, never to be rebuilt or restructured again. They will not be hounded by Satan or his human agents anymore. Your word tells them in Psalm 89 that they will not hound the heels of your anointed ever again. Your word said that you will beat them down in their face like a man. So, Father, we thank you. Your word tells us in Psalm 35 that you will chase them down perpetually, and that you will beat them down, and that you will prevent them from coming near us. Father, we thank you. Your word tells us that because we have in faith received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, that we are no longer under the curse, but we are no longer under the law of the curse of death, but we are under the grace of life and peace. You promised us that we would dwell in safety and safely, and none shall make us fearful or afraid. We should dwell in peaceable habitations, should dwell in places that have sweet, sweet, quiet, resting places, and none shall come near us to make us civil or afraid ever again. And that the wicked, evil devices, satanic devices, those satanic with agents, will never come near us. They have no right to come into the house that you blessed us with. This our inheritance, O Father, we ask you to set forth the giant war angel with flaming sword to rid them. I don't care what form you in. Get out of our property, our region. This is our inheritance. And we will fight like Joshua and Caleb. Because we know there's nothing to offer our God. So every hidden demon is trying to lie dormant, tear out of the people of God's body and their lives. You illegal and trespassing. And we take the foot of the Holy Ghost and kick you out. Take him back out. You've been harassing the people of God long enough, following them around, to know their movements in the natural and in the spirit, We shut you down. We blind you. We command it so. So that we may worship and praise the true and the living God in peace. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your wonderful name. So, Father, on these little clay, we pray and we decree that this is a day of peace and favor. Nothing come to this house. Nothing, no one come to this property. Nothing, no one come to this. How did our ears or our footsteps or our relationship, everything pertaining to us, our living, to Satan and this relationship. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And we bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind their wicked works in the name of Jesus. And we loose peace, favor. The judgment, fire of God, consume them. We just don't want them in derision and confusion about where we are, trying to hound us and find us and locate us so they wicked plot can come to pass and all that. Father, we want them completely removed from our earth like you did Pharaoh, so that we may go and praise you. We can't even praise and worship you like we want to. You are our high priest, and you told us that we can come boldly to the throne. And you told us whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it will be done. So we ask you, you promise us that we will see our desire upon the wicked. And you said vengeance belongs to you. Oh, we giving you your word. Thank you for establishing us in our beauty. Thank you for establishing the work of our hands, that it will bear much fruit. Even if you've called us home with you, it will still bring forth much fruit of souls. Look on that family who lost their little one. It was only 4 months old. Have mercy, Lord. We give you praise and glory. And as the words of the Apostle Paul, as he was leaving, that he was encouraging Timothy. He said, don't get suckered in by Alexander the coppersmith who did me much evil. He was my enemy. And I turned him over to Satan. The wicked human agents of Satan who take the time to plot their demise, and then they try to get up in the morning and make it come to pass. Oh, they be working diligently to come against your sons and daughters to uproot that which you planted for blessings in their lives, to disrupt their peace. Oh, wicked, evil human agents of Satan. We shut it down by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, they've been following us a long time. Oh, they smart and clever. Even had the audacity to use your church. But thank you for protecting us and keeping us safe. They go to a church, it's a hole in the wall. Not my God. You do things decently and in order. Thank you for sharpening our discernment. We will not be taken captive by Satan and his human agents ever again. Put the hedge of protection around us so thick, so heavy, Father. And even when they try to come back, they'll be burnt up and consumed, and the angels will drag them to the pit of hell, bound and chained in eternal fire. Never to reappear in our lives ever again. We don't pity them. We don't feel sorry for them. No, no, no. It is finished. It is over, and we have had it. Now, Father, you know we can come to you, and here we are boldly to the throne of Christ. I'm praying the way you place in my heart to pray. Because somebody you're going to send along, it's like they've been gone through. They've been hounded and attacked by Satan. Hounding their heels and they foot them. Move purposely next door to arrest them, and they keep them in bondage. Got other folks to help them, to come against your child. Know how to pretend in a fake and switch to be somebody. Know how to astral project and all that other wickedness of sin. Actually has the audacity to make plans on your children. And they got nerve to get mad because you shut them down. Get rid of them all. Like you did Pharaoh. We have had it. We are like the woman in the book of Luke. Rid me of my adversary. I said, why does she go into detail? That's enough right there. Anybody who walks with you any little time, they'll know exactly what she said. Rid me of my adversary. Evil, wicked human agents of Satan. Every one of them. And then they have there to run in packs and groups. Shut down their weird communication network. And there to sit and watch your children. To know their patterns, to know they going and they coming. Father, shut it down. They evil and they wicked and they got wickedness in their heart and their mind. They don't want to change. So every curse, every handwriting, every ordinance has been nailed to the cross. Ain't nobody curses your sons and your daughters. Even that wicked prophet Balaam said you can't curse God. That we are blessed and highly favored and we walk in our bliss. We will not believe the lies of Satan. If we weren't blessed, he wouldn't be hounding our heels. And if I come, man, no more hounding our heels, no more. No more coming in our house. I don't care what form it is. No more coming around us. We are not open targets. We are covered under the blood of Jesus. He's given his angel charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. So, Father, we thank you. Look on your sons and your daughters who have been harassed and have too have been harassed and attacked and hounded by Satan and his human agents. And mercy, Lord, set us completely free. We commit our lives and our ways to you permanently, forever. We say goodbye to the past. And hello to our future that you have ordained for us. We ask you for our future. Because we know it's a peaceful future. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to get you to expect it in. This is what we decree in our lives. The plan that God had ordained for us. We have lived the first part of our lives in hell, being hounded and harassed, and it is finished. It is over. We don't want it no more. And everyone that represents the past, it is over. We don't want it. Keep them far from us as the east is from the west, north is from the south. Take our sins away from us, Father, those habits that we so easily beset us, those weights. We renounce it. We don't want it. We regurgitate it. We only want the remembrance of thoughts. Satan and his human nature will not follow us or how he is ever again. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting us completely free. Reclaim our freedom. We don't care what handwriting, we don't care what contract they made with us, made with Satan about us. It don't concern us. Because we are under the contract of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you that you've shown them that you God. You are in covenant with us. That Abraham in covenant is alive and well and active in our life. And we walk in. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Now we understand David and we understand him. Bless his sweet soul. We see what he danced for you, my God. and hound the power of witchcraft and frame the human agents. See why you heard of him went back to heaven and feeding on the right hand of daddy. But it's your heart. See why your hair white. My God. And we can thank you. You bought my purchase. You bought my freedom. And I grabbed it, take it, and I walked through it. You walked through so I wouldn't have to. And we give you praise and glory. Glory to every word of this prayer went straight to you, the throne room. Father, somebody that you want to send here, they be grieved in their spirit, grieved in their heart, because of being constantly harassed and hounded by Satan. Give us peace. You are our point of peace. Cover our future with the blood. Cover our husbands, our blessings with your blood. Our future husbands with your blood. Thank you. Thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. Thank you that this will be a day of peace, favor, and rest from our wicked enemies and adversaries. And it'll be the beginning services for the night. But when the word is in you, that's why it is most important that the word be in us richly. You said it again, that's why it is so vital and so important that the word be in us. That is why it is most important that the word be in us. That the word will be in us. We are in the last days. We are in the days that Jesus was speaking to the disciples about. And we read. Hallelujah. We are privileged to read the text. Now, groom me. with his daughter. He tells us that we are his son. We are his sonship. Jesus came, died, and rose to restore us back to sonship. When Adam fell, he fell from his place of sonship. Jesus came to restore us back to sonship. That's why he would tell Satan that he was trying to be nosy. Jesus will often say, there's nothing for you to understand. Because you're not mine, you of your father, the devil. But my sheep know my voice, and they spring to they will not follow. In other words, stay out of my business. Stay out of my children, dear. And even you. And then, upon Jesus' depart, he gives us a mighty prayer. And within that episode of prayer, he says, I no longer pray for the world. Matter of fact, he told us, I will remove myself from the world, and I will only reveal myself to you and to those who want me. Turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, I believe it is. Okay. Luke 18 reads, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. And there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. There was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. That's enough right there. Avenge me of my adversary. Verse 4, he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, so I fear not God, nor regard man. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. This by her continual coming, she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect? We cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. And nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, this 8th verse is speaking of the last days. When Jesus comes, will you find faith on earth? Faith in him? Faith in the true and the living God? If I get a hold of those things, it's about to get bad for them. But it'll be good for us because we dwell in Goshen. We have, as an example, as to what's about to happen, go back to the book of Exodus. Go to the book of Exodus and read it along with the Michael, Daniel, and Revelation. And then you'll have a clear understanding. And Thessalonians and Timothy and Peter. If you look at the scriptures, many of the scriptures were speaking and Ezekiel, like I was going to say, many of the scriptures were speaking of the end times. And we are in those times. Many people are talking about Trump. Don't put your mouth on him. He was placed there for a reason. He's shifting things to bring about. We are in the end times, my sisters and brothers. Now you're always going to say the things that you held dear and dear. If you don't have shown a solid relationship with Jesus Christ, it's going to shake you to the core. These forces of Satan are not playing because they know they don't have long. And these tests and trials that I've just come from, the weapons of my warfare that I used in the past on situations, you got to sharpen your weaponry and update and upgrade your weaponry. A gun that was efficient in the 1800s, although it was good, although it probably can still shoot, it won't be as effective now. It'll get you a point here and there. What you saying, preacher? You have to upgrade your weaponry. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are powerful and mighty through God to pull them down the strongholds. It's time to sharpen your weaponry. Upgrade your weaponry. Because these devils are being released on this earth, my God. I asked the Holy Ghost, I said, Lord, why are you allowing me to go to Jesus so you can tell the people that they must upgrade their weaponry? They got to upgrade their warfare. Because the warfare that was good for yesterday ain't good for today. For these devils, that's why Jesus spoke. This kind come out about fasting and prayer. That's why Jesus, you often saw Jesus, when he healed or he did anything, he never came the same way. He always upgraded. Glory to God. That's why Jesus asked the demon, not that he didn't know. Remember, he's God. It was for us. And because Jesus had to keep saying over and over and over, come out, come out, come out. And he said, what is your name? Because Jesus had to keep saying, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Thank you, Lord, everybody. And that devil said, Legion. And the Lord told him to shut up. Say that now. I said, Lord, I'm used to saying, get thee behind me, Satan, the blood of Jesus, and he devil, please. These demons get mad. Then they try to come back. They go get some more and come back. In human form. The human agents of Satan. Do you hear me? human agents of Satan. And you walk in and you fight. You fight generational stuff. Among us stuff. You fight and you don't even know what you're fighting for. But you know you better fight. And how do we fight? We fight by the word of God. And in prayer. Then the paraclete talk to you. Let him reveal things to you. Stay in the Lord's presence. That's why Jesus went before the Lord every single day. I said he went before the Heavenly Father every single day. He stayed on home. And he didn't stay no short time either. If God has called you into the ministry to preach, teach, sing, if you're a believer, you better spend time with the Father. You better be warfaring and in prayer. Filled up to the rim with the Holy Ghost. It's not enough to just be saved. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because he is going to keep you and protect you and fight and meet you and guide you. I'm a living witness as we close. This end time spiritual warfare cannot be won with the weapons of yesterday. How can you say that? If you bought a loaf of bread last week, will it still be as fresh this week? No. Unless you put it in the freezer. And then when you take it out the freezer, you gotta give it time to defrost. If you bought a loaf of bread last month, and you forgot it on the table, or on the cabinet shelf, or what have you, you go ready to go get it, it's not going to be fresh. It's still bread, but it won't be edible. And as we close, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. But they are mighty and powerful through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. You cannot win this end time battle with your weapons unsharpened. Your weapons must be sharpened daily, upgraded daily. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you will upgrade us. So we can walk in victory, effectively, warfare. We're warfare, but we want the desired effect. Because this has been going on too long.